Welcome to the podcast. Hello. I'm Ryan. This is Tony. This is the Tony and Ryan podcast. Let's call Morgan, who is in, I was about to say Oregano. In Oregon, the US.
Let's hope he's got time to talk to us. T-H-Y-M-E. I just love to pepper puns through my day. Pepper.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favourite colour?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What?
What happened?
What? Say that again.
You haven't seen the movie Elf?
Yes, I have. Actually, yes, I have seen that. Yeah, and he takes the phone off him. Yeah, sorry.
There you go.
Sorry. Ryan
That's
hates
okay.
phones.
That's okay. We all make mistakes.
Yep, we did.
That's okay.
Sorry. Does that mean do you approve the podcast?
Yeah, do you approve the podcast even though we didn't get your reference straight away?
I did. Just one quick question. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is the gas company.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just wondering if you paid your bill. No, it's Tony and Ryan, the podcast from Australia.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'll approve.
Oh, well, thank God.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We are getting 0 out of 10 for our customer satisfaction survey today.
You'll not be sent.
10 out of 10. This is Morgan from Oregon, and I approve this podcast.
Is one of the most awkward but it may be important things of your life is like insurance and wills and that kind of stuff.
Planning for the future.
Mm-hmm. It's a yuck thing to think about, but what's, you know, those sayings like, oh, it's better to plan now and never need it than to need it and not have it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so with a daughter on the way, mm-hmm. we're doing the wills, the insurance. Mm-hmm. And
was this something like a big thing before you got married as well? Like
it should have been, but it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Yep. Cause you know, when people talk about like prenuptial agreements or whatever, and then you go, oh, I'm sure we'll never break up. Like no one gets married to get divorced.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
What?
That when they're like, oh, but we'll stay together. I'm like, but everyone says that when they're getting married.
Like,
but
you don't get married to go, oh, we'll probably break up in 5 years. So, like, let's organise something. You know, like, so, yeah, you hope you never need it. However.
If you and Torbs broke up, who'd keep the dog?
I actually don't know. Probably me.
And how have you decided that?
Just then.
Yep.
I just decided.
Yep.
No, I'd be happy to split custody because I know how
split custody.
Yeah, because I know how important like Pip is to Torbs as well.
Can you split custody of a dog?
Yeah, we just share it like 2 weeks each or something.
2 weeks each.
Or like
that poor dog, it needs to know where its home is.
Well, it would be loved at both places, so you know what I mean. Like, I would happily do that because I know how important Pip is to Torbs. So I would never be like, well, you can't fucking see the dog.
Who'd keep the PlayStation?
Torbs.
Who would keep the rental with the big courtyard and who'd have to move out?
I feel like I'd happily like live there together for a bit while we both figured our things out.
What if he's cheating on you and he's bringing his hoe around?
I don't think
she's welcome.
No, but like I don't think that would matter.
What do you mean?
Well, because that could happen, right? Mm. We've loved each other for almost 10 years. Mm.
Doing it for 11.
That wouldn't be, no, I think it's like doing it for 10 and.
Did you love him before you, you did.
Yeah, I did.
You
said it for, the thing is that like him fucking up once or being like, I don't want to be with you, that doesn't, like you don't lose all that respect we have for each other.
Whilst I agree, don't say things like that and give him a green card.
Oh, no, it's obviously not the fucking green line.
He's going to listen to this and go, oh, fucking right.
But like obviously depending on the situation, I don't really see a lot of situations where it would be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like I'd like to think that I could be like, all right, if you don't want to be with me, that's actually fine. Let's figure this out. But if you just slept with someone and it was a mistake and you do want to be with me, like I'll work through that.
You'll work through that.
Okay. Yeah, because like we'll waste 10 years.
I slept with Cam.
Good.
We're starting a podcast.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting serious. Nah, I think we would probably both move out. I don't need that big house to myself.
Nah.
Cam, do you want to move
finally in? She admits she's got a big courtyard. So it's weird when you're chatting to the insurance guy because like and the wheels go, like because he's seen it all.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're kind of.
And you go, no, we're in love. And he goes, heard that before.
And there's a lot of like, oh, that wouldn't happen, would it? Yeah. And he goes, oh.
Yep.
So they were talking about ashes of a dog
yeah.
that got split. So they had That's an urn great. Of the dog and That's they're like, great. Oh, because they just couldn't agree. Surely if you actually love the dog, you would just let one person have it
yeah.
for the dog's sake.
For the yeah. And no, I agree
so,
with that.
So we're, you know, you're going and he's like, I'm sorry I have to ask all these questions. You go through and then so he's like, so who gets the ash? And you're like, what? And he's seen some shit, man.
Oh my God.
So basically they go, yeah, if something happens to Bridget and I, the other one gets all the stuff.
Yeah.
If something happens to both of us, it goes to the daughter, and then we, you know, you figure out who's going to take care of them, whatever.
Who?
Well, here is where they actually had a few questions for you, Tony. Because the insurance guy said, I've heard Tony is going to be the godmother.
Oh my God, I get daughter with daughter face. I get to live in Beyonce's Airbnb.
So.
Put the pool on. Coming round. Turn the filter on.
First point of business.
Did the insurance, no, okay. Tell me honestly, did the insurance person actually say that?
Yeah, but then he goes like, is that just like a funny thing you say?
Oh, okay.
Or
and you said, well, no, she will legally be the godmother.
Well, he goes, so what's the deal? Because he.
What did you say? Bridget's like, no, do not.
And you know what I said? I was like, my first, because Bridget was like shocked and was like trying to say no straight away. Oh, and, but my first response was like, she's pretty good at the voice, eh?
Yeah, godmother. It's better since I've had COVID.
Yeah.
I'm your godmother.
Will you be the carer of daughter McDaughterface if something happens to Bridget and I?
If she needed me, absolutely.
Are you capable?
Yes.
Are you calm enough to bring her up in the calm environment that she needs to grow up in?
Completely.
Does that mean you'll also take BJ the dog?
Yep.
So you, Torbs's new partner, Pip, BJ, daughter McDaughterface, yep. all in the two-bedroom apartment?
Yep. Well, we'd be in Beyonce's Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
You know. I'm getting everything.
So then they said, God forbid, what it all goes to daughter McDaughterface. What happens if all three of you are in a car, you know, then what? Because,
yeah.
You know, siblings, we don't really, like,
yep.
there's no obvious one for us, I guess. And, yep. like, we don't have nieces and nephews and whatever.
That's fair enough, yeah. And because you go, well, what, it automatically goes to your, like, next of kin or whatever, which I guess would be your mum.
Yeah, but then you're like, well, if by the time this is.
Maybe your mum's, yeah.
And she doesn't need it. She's retired, yeah. whatever. And I don't know if this is weird. We've allocated a certain amount of money so all our friends can have a fucking huge party and a weekend away and a holiday.
Yeah, that's
like
cool.
in our name.
Yeah.
Does that feel cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if, like, it's because all three of you have, like, something terrible has happened.
Yeah. And we've also given, divvied up some cash for our friends' kids. And
oh, Pip, yeah.
And Pippa's in there as well.
Oh.
Because I felt weird that you, like, I couldn't leave something for you, so I'll just give it to Pip.
Sorry, producer Cam is giving the eyebrows.
What?
Well, he's one of our children.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll fucking put you in there.
Oh, it's really bad, but now I want something to happen.
Okay, so no, this is the weird thing, right? So then I start getting a bit of energy about, like, because they're like, oh, you know, some people just leave it to their siblings, some people leave it to their nephews, some people put it to charity. And then I was like, what about a party? And the insurance guy was like, yeah, like, that sounds fun. I was like, yeah, like, we'll play for this whole weekend away. You know, you go to a funeral, it's still a bit somber. Like, in a year's time, buy a 10 million person villa in Bali and just have the wildest time on us and fucking raise a glass. And then I'm like, and we can have this at the party. We'll have like a little espresso martini bar.
Oh,
we'll have
all this. I'm good at making those, so that's good.
Yeah, that's sick. You'll be there having a great time. And I'm having
I'm assuming that I was involved
and I'm having
in the
so much fun planning this thing that I go, is it weird that I kind of want this to happen now?
Why don't you just have that party? Why don't you just do that? Like, life is for the living and you actually don't know what's around the corner. Why don't you just have that party? What is stopping you from enjoying your life and going and doing that? Start the fucking blog.
You're right.
That party sounds amazing.
It does.
Why would you save that for when you're dead?
Well, a lot of the party sounds good, but I also love the fact that, for instance, young Billy, who's 7 months old, Poppy, 13 months old, Summer and Billy, different Billy, we're going to all leave them a bit of money.
Yeah.
And because I love the idea, and obviously this is a bit different to the party, but I love the idea. Imagine them turning 18 and then, you know, oh, you know, I bought this car or we're saving for a house. And they go, oh, where'd you get the money? And they go, So
my Uncle Ryan,
dad's mate passed away and he left it. What a mad dog. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, how like cool would that be?
Yeah.
So they can fucking scrounge themselves while I'm still alive. But the party.
You could do I'm that. With you. Yeah.
Now, here's the other interesting thing, right? Uh-huh. With the so I've got like life insurance now.
Yep.
So like if something happens, like the income's replaced and blah, blah, blah. And so I actually recommend that no one get life insurance.
Yeah.
Don't get life insurance. Because my wife, Bridget, has looked at me many ways over the years. She's looked at me lovingly. She's looked at me with frustration. But it wasn't until the other day that she looked me up and down and she was pricing me up. Because she's like, so she goes, so if this guy dies, the house gets paid off and I get the equivalent of his income for the next 10 years? And the insurance guy goes, yeah. And she goes,
pretty good deal.
What am I doing fucking hanging out with him a lot? Like,
yeah.
So I don't let her see me near the top of the stairs.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't drive. No
knives allowed in the house. Yeah.
Like, but she looked at me and she just saw dollar signs.
She did the like the cartoon. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I could see her spending it. And she's planning a party in Bali now.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, the house is paid off.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's the bloody travel insurance as well. We'll probably get another little payout.
And then there's this other like the trauma of losing your husband. Oh, there's an extra couple hundred. And suddenly she's like, fuck, imagine how great my life would be if this asshole died.
Yeah. It is pretty, and because you kind of, so Torbs and I have life insurance.
Do you?
We do.
Really?
Yeah.
Good on
and,
you.
And why are you so shocked?
I do,
I'm insurance central.
Yeah, no, it does. See, this is an interesting one for Tony because you are insurance and play it safe, but you're also like, don't like admin.
No, this
so you
is
can
hell.
See how it's like,
this is awful.
You can see how the characteristics of Tony is conflicting here.
Yes, it is.
So life insurance, when did you update it?
We've had
pre-Audi?
Oh, good.
Well, he's not going to fucking drive it. Leave that to me.
Pre-podcast, actually. So it's probably, should probably fucking go and
have a
look.
I reckon probably update that.
The pre-points, let pre-point, me tell you.
Pre-points. Pre-paying rent on the card.
Yeah. Probably 2 years ago. We've probably had it for 2 years. And, we were, like, sitting there and they ask all these, like, it's really awkward. And they're like, cool. So if you guys break up, what do you want to do? And you're kind of looking at each other. You're like, this feels like such a private conversation, but I'm having this with like stranger. Someone else.
Yeah. And you're like, well, to be honest with you, mate, Torps, close your ears. I'd fucking take it all.
Yeah.
I'd
like
this guy.
And then it's like, oh, the premium's a bit higher, but like if you want the other person to have a bit more time off work, like how long do you want them to have like a salary for?
How long will you need to grieve? Bridget's like 5 days.
Yeah.
What's normal?
So when I was
the
like,
long weekend.
I was like, oh, you know, like if Torbs was to pass away, like how horrible, like I'd want, you know, a bit of time off, but like don't want to have to pay the premium. Torbs was like, I'd need 2 years. And I was like, oh, okay. Who's paying?
Is that a compliment or
who's
is that a,
paying the premium on the fucking insurance? This guy?
You are.
Me?
A dead bitch. Yeah. And then he gets a 2 year holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
but is it sort of a compliment that he thinks, like, how could he go on living without Tony in his life? Because if he said, oh, I'll take the afternoon off, you'd be a bit offended.
I would be offended,
So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do, I don't think there's any winners in this situation.
Well, there is. Yeah. Torbs has got 2 years off.
2 years off.
And you're
he's
paying the premium.
He's going on a Bali holiday.
This is Morgan from Morgan, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers: Ali Zouchi, Kate, Emily Heilbronn, Carmella, Mummy Pie, Rodas.
Excuse me?
Mummy Pie is...
Don't say mum. Even the word pie.
Is like in quotation marks. I'm guessing it's like a nickname. Love it for you, Carmella. Sticks on Fire and Emma Edie. The first name I read out, Ali Zouchi.
The big zouch.
Ali messaged and said, my last name is quite hard to pronounce, so do you want me to send you a thing? And I said, no. I'd like to get it wrong or maybe right myself.
And so you're going, backing in Zouchi.
I've gone with Zouchi. Z-A-U-C-H-E. So it might be Zosh. It might be Zouch. It might, but I'm going
It kind of looks like if you were to spell the word bocce, but with a
No,
Z.
Bocce is B-O-C-C-E.
Zouchi.
So it's not the same at all.
What did you say?
Z-A-U-C-H-E.
What did you say?
Zouchi.
I reckon you could be on to winner there, mate.
I think it might be Zouchi. Anyway.
Well, we'll soon find out today when you check the comments on Patreon and get, and she'll be like, fucking tried to help you.
I tried to tell you.
It's Smith.
Well, I may have committed a social crime.
Okay.
But last week, I almost committed a real crime. Stealing.
Do I need to, again, get my police uniform on?
I think so. God, I've really fucked up a few times in the last week. Mm. Over the last few weeks, I don't know if you know this, but I actually had a book come out.
Did you?
I wrote a book and had it published. Yeah.
That's actually kind of a bestseller. Outsold Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Outsold Atomic Habits here in Australia.
For 1 week. Just for that 1 week.
Yeah, small details.
Yeah, okay. But so because the book came out, I've been doing lots of like random press.
Yeah.
And like, you know, went on the radio to talk about the book, which is really cool. And, you know, been on a few podcasts and stuff like that. And every time I go to an interview, because I used to work in radio, right? And I work at this podcast. I used to be a producer.
Yep.
I know the score. Most people don't really probably care about your book.
No.
But they go, cool, someone to talk to. She might do all right. That'll be fine. Fill a break. All good.
Yep.
And so because of that, I take a book with me because I'm like, you probably don't have one. You probably don't care, but it might be good for the photo or whatever. I just feel like it's like good organization. And
very considerate of you.
Yeah, because I'm like, I know that you probably don't really care about my book, and that's fine.
You don't, you haven't read this whole book for the sake of this 4 minute radio spot.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, I actually know the score, and that's fine. I'm not offended by that. But like, if I can bring something to make it look like, oh, a bit more organized or whatever.
Would you categorize it as a prop? Because when I went through a prop phase in the podcast, that didn't go down too well.
That's okay.
When I brought the sickle.
Yeah, because it wasn't a sickle.
I thought it was a hoe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, so I take a book with me just to be like, oh, if you don't have one, I've got one. Mm. Don't feel like you have to go and buy something, whatever. I had a full day of interviews, so I had this book in my handbag.
Yep.
And I had gone and done a million things, and I was driving back from the last interview, and I was like, oh, I need to go to the shops and get like heaps of stuff.
Yep.
And I needed to buy, like go to Sheridan, like, the, you know, the sheets place because we needed new sheets.
I'm getting a blanket from Sheridan.
Oh, really?
Delicious.
What are you getting?
A little fun, spicy coloured one.
Oh,
like a throw.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yep.
You know what? The throws in Adairs are really nice as well. Mm. I've never bought one. It's like my dream goal is to have like a $70 throw from Adairs. I don't have one.
Yeah, that's why
the
I'm
one that
Sheridan.
I've got's from Kmart.
Yeah.
Sheridan's more expensive than Adairs.
Is it?
Yes.
I've definitely been conned.
So the reason that I went to because Sheridan at the Vic Gardens near my house, it's like an outlet one.
Yeah.
So they've always got like random colours of stuff, but it's like a bit cheaper.
So you've had this huge day and you're like, I'm going to fucking get blankets. I'm doing a Kmart run. I'm getting food. I'm just like stocking up.
Yeah. So I was actually going to do a big shop for when Cam babysat for Pippa and sat for us.
Yep.
And because we were like leaving really early in the morning. I knew that I wouldn't have a chance to wash our sheets. So I went and bought sheets and a doona cover and like pillowcases and everything for Cam.
This is actually hilarious because I was like, how fucked are your own sheets that you for a guest to come for 2 days, you're going to buy new sheets.
Oh, no. I was like,
what have you done to those other ones?
So because we were leaving home at like 5 a.m. but obviously had to sleep in our bed the night before.
Do you have a spare pair?
No. I don't know why.
Yeah, because not like it'd be for me to lecture someone, but I would have assumed you put one in the wash and then you put the other set on.
Well, that's what I did because I bought the new ones.
Okay, so now we're in the rotation. Okay.
So normally.
So hang on, you've been wearing like the same actual sheets. Like every night, for how long have you been rocking one pair of sheets? I know you clean, you wash them.
Yeah. Oh, we've probably had that pair for, I think I bought the sheets we've got in the Boxing Day sales like last year.
Yeah.
So probably like just over a year.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But like, yeah, we wash them on the weekend because we got a washer and a dryer. We do all of it at once and then you like in the morning you put it on and by the end of the day it's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's not like we've been using those sheets for a year.
Yeah, I know you're washing them.
Anyway, sometimes. So we, I don't like this. Anyway, so I went and bought a bunch of new sheets because I was like, oh, then in the morning we can just make the bed and that'll be fine.
Yep.
I went to Sheridan and bought all this new stuff and they gave it to me in like this massive plastic bag. And you know when you buy sheets are in that like plastic sleeve?
Yeah.
And so it was like all these little sleeves from Sheridan. And I had it in my trolley and then I walked into Kmart And I was like, cool, I need a bunch of, like, you know, those little travel like jars and stuff for like creams and like shampoo. And it was like lots of little things. I was going through, I got everything that I needed to get. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go to the book section and see if there's any copies of my book.
Of course.
Like, because like how cool, it's like such a buzz seeing it in real life, whatever. I walk around the whole like Kmart. I'm like on the other side. I've walked all the way around, and right at the front on this massive display is my book, right? And it's like right in the middle. Like, it was so cool. It was fucking awesome. And it's honestly still like gives me a little like.
A little buzz.
A little buzz.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Were there plenty on the shelf?
There were a few. Hopefully they just restocked.
No, I actually spoke to them and they had just restocked.
Yeah, great. So. But there was a couple, but they were right in the middle. And I went, oh, my God, I have to take a picture. Like, sure. I wanted to take a quick snap. And I reach into my bag to get my phone and realize that I have a copy of my book in my handbag.
Got a receipt for that?
Well, so here's the thing. Immediately. I start panicking.
Of course.
And I'm like, looks like I've stolen this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, my God. Like, and I'm saying this all in my head to myself, like standing at the thing. I'm like, oh, my God, it looks like I've stolen this. Oh, my God. If they say anything, I'll be like, this is my own book. Obviously, I haven't stolen it. And then I was like, oh, it's the perfect crime. Like, of course, like, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, I'm just more like, what an egotistical asshole.
But it's
they
like,
stole a book, and not only was it a book, it was their own book.
Yeah, like it costing me money. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why would I do that?
Oh, but then I was like, the publishers and the Kmart. They don't need a cut. You just take it straight home, mate.
Anyway, and so I'm like panicking. I've got my phone out. I've got my hand like still in my bag trying to decide what to do. And I take a quote photo of the thing to be like, okay, I'll cover my tracks. I've taken a photo and I'll just pretend. And then I was like, oh my God, now there's evidence that I was in the book section. Like, anyway, and so I'm like, it obviously looks really bad that the book's in my handbag. I pull the trolley into an aisle, like where no one was. I think it was like the men's work boots right around the corner from
there.
There's no one in there.
Never.
And
that's where when I steal stuff, I go in there.
Yeah. So I went into this aisle where there's no one. I pull the book out of my handbag and I put it into the Sheridan bag.
Do you think this makes it look better or worse?
What do you think?
If I were to hazard a guess, I'd say significantly worse.
So I'm standing in this
you're trying to hide
dark aisle, like, and I just like, you know, just like trying to shimmy all the stuff from Sheridan around in this fucking plastic bag, a see-through plastic bag. And I'm trying to like put it under stuff, and I'm realizing anyway that it looks way more suspicious now.
Yeah. Yep.
But I've kind of already backed out of the dark aisle and I'm walking through and I'm like, oh my God, it looks like I was at the book section and then I went in there and then I hid it.
Yeah.
But I hadn't. It was in my handbag.
Like I said, if I was to steal something,
that's
what how
you would
I'd do.
Yeah. I know, right? And I don't know. I haven't read the fucking robber's handbook. I didn't know
that
that was
like. You're too busy
reading
your own book five times.
I didn't know that was like fucking stealing 101, you know. Anyway, so then I'm going through.
Neither do I.
I went through the checkout, and you know how at Kmart's now.
Oh, the Kmart's, yeah.
It's like a million self-serve checkouts. There's no one ever there, but it's like
the
middle of the shop.
Yep.
So they would have people stealing all the time because you don't actually come through the checkout to leave. Yeah. You like go back into the, you're in the store still.
You just need to go out with confidence. And if I know something about Tony is when she thinks she's committed a crime, confidence is not her strong suit.
Out the window. Like, honestly, nothing.
You couldn't
I'm
look
sweating.
More sus.
I'm sweating. And anyway, so I buy all this stuff from Kmart. I purchased everything that I'd like actually
needed
gone
to
in to buy.
Yep.
And then I'm trying to like carefully place all the stuff that I bought from Kmart into the Adair. Like, the chick's like, did you want a bag? Like, whatever. And I was just like, oh, no, I've got this other bag. Blah, 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 blah. And then I'm trying to cover up all of the stuff in the Adair's bag with the stuff that I bought from Kmart.
You couldn't have fucked this up more. You're allowed to go shopping in other stores.
But I hadn't bought the book. Like, I didn't have a receipt from any. I was just so panicked. Anyway, and then, like, you know how they never ask to look in your bags as you leave Kmart? They asked me.
Well, I was going to say, when someone's sweating and looking like they just stole something and been hanging out in the dark corner, yeah, guess who randomly gets selected?
And then I'm like walking through the thing and the guy's like, oh, yep, like, do you have your receipt? And I was like, yeah. And this book is actually, brought it from home.
Tony.
And like, oh my God, it was just the, and he was just like, I don't care. Like, I'm 16. I couldn't give a fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Care, like, yeah. I don't care. And then I was like, oh, it probably looks like I'm actually trying to flex the book. And yeah, like, oh, well, this book. Oh, where did that come from?
I didn't have to buy it. I wrote it.
This whole thing.
And he's like, imagine if the 16-year-old kid goes, I've actually got a girlfriend.
No, he's actually just like on his phone.
Yeah.
And he's just like, cool, bro. Like, yeah, I know what I mean?
Don't fucking care.
It was.
Were you trying to pick him up?
No.
Flirting with him to get out of a crime?
No, it was fucking humiliating because I just made it so much worse for myself.
You know what's funny? Is that someone has definitely witnessed this. And going, you know that fucking chick that pops up on TikTok all the time?
Yeah.
What a dumb bitch. I saw her trying to convince a 16-year-old security guard that she was an author and she was so desperate to like point out her book.
And she was wearing a grey t-shirt and she was sweating.
Yeah. And she went to the outlet center of Sheraton, not even the real one.
Well, fuck me.
What a
right?
pov bitch.
Okay. Well, I can't afford nice sheets because people keep stealing my book. If people were paying full price, I wouldn't have a problem.
Have you been into bookstores?
I have, yeah.
Do they kind of look at you and do you look at them no. or you just...
I was expecting that, but no. I kind of thought, you know, they've only
guess
just...
Guess who's here?
You've probably just unpacked this. Oh, you okay?
Sorry, I don't normally sing.
The singing.
Post-COVID.
I was thinking...
Australia.
Target country, you okay? I was thinking that most bookstores would be like, I've only just unpacked that box. Your face is obviously on the cover. Then I walk in and no one said anything.
That ain't gonna fuck.
Nah. But that's okay.
Is it?
Yep.
Maybe
I'll go around to the Dimmick Civic Gardens this afternoon and just,
say,
hey. Oh, that's me. Ha! You know, I've actually gone in there and spent a bit of time in there waiting for them to recognize me twice. So I think if I go a third time, they're going to be like, she's stealing. Like, they're going to be
Don't take your bag with the book in it. Excuse me, have you paid for that?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I wrote it and...
I think that doesn't get you out of theft.
No, it doesn't.
Like, if I was a carpenter and I built a house, I can't just live there.
That's a really good point. It's actually a really good point.
Someone's like, hey, Dad, there's some guy fucking living in the
laundry. Oh, he built it. Don't worry about it, mate.
I'm like, excuse me, can I help you? I built this house. They go, yeah, well, I have a mortgage on this house.
Yeah. Yeah, sir, get away from my children.
I paid builder. Stop looking at my children.
Yeah, so probably would not hold up in court, so don't recommend.
What I do recommend, though, is that if anyone listening sees Tony in a shopping centre...
Please don't take
Is that Tony Lodge, the author?
Please don't do that.
Tony will buy you a coffee if you do that.
I said that if I saw someone reading my book.
You buy him a coffee. Have you seen anyone yet?
No. Not doing well. And I'm hanging out at bookstores all the time.
All the time. I've got a You Love to See It here. And it's from Dunny, Beth Dunlop.
Hey, Beth Dunlop.
From one Dunny to another.
Beth has bloody been part of the Facebook group forever.
Yep, absolutely. My Love to See It is that I produced my own short drama while at university.
What?
After filling out all the necessary paperwork and getting permission as well, it finally came around to the big day and I finally did it. I girl bossed it. I put my big girl pants on even though I was terrified. I got wet for life, pushed through, and I made my film.
Oh, my God.
Don't you love that?
Congrats, Beth. That's amazing.
I'm bloody proud of everyone, even with, let's just say, the sexiest men who clearly don't being told what to do by a girl. Well,
sexiest, you mean sexist?
Yep.
Yeah.
Similarly spelt, very different meaning.
Different, very different. Yep. Beth, good job. You're not stealing a book,
the sexiest.
Maybe you should.
The sexiest misogynist I've ever met.
Okay, I might do one.
Yeah, I reckon you have a go.
Hills McKay. Hillary has been bloody popping off lately in the Facebook group, seen her all over the shop. Hills said, I'm really proud of myself. I've been admitted into studying my honours research degree in archaeology. 4 years ago when I started my Bachelor of the Arts, I didn't think I'd be able to get in, but I did last week. Yay!
Legend.
Isn't that amazing?
A young Indiana Jones on our hands.
Exactly right. Yeah, so pretty cool. How interesting would that be, eh? I love Jurassic Park, so I feel like
is that
crossover.
Do Indiana Jones and Jurassic Park give us like a sexier, more exciting glimpse of what it might actually be?
Yeah, I don't think it's actually
Like, is she fighting dinosaurs?
Well, I think that it actually is quite hard to get, like, deployed on a dig. And they cost a lot of money, take a lot of time and stuff. So, no, I don't think it is all that.
Have you got to be in it to win it?
Exactly. Like, you know who's not finding a dinosaur? Me. Someone who's not trying to find one.
Yeah.
You know? They're... Hillary is fucking 100 steps closer than us.
Yeah, she'll find a dinosaur before we do.
Yeah. I hope so. For her sake.
No, for our sake.
Yeah.
The dinosaur rocks up.
Oh, yeah, true. Oh, it was fossils.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's not like...
Well, know. It could be.
Okay. You know what? I do recommend stealing a book for you, actually. I think that you would really do you some good.
All right, great. Everyone have a great day. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you, bye. Right. Oh, my God, a dinosaur. Luckily, I studied archaeology. There's a dinosaur in here.
I don't know what to do if only I've done that honours degree.
Hillary, please!